This is Mef Kafelski, and you're watching the Run, Eat, and Drink podcast.
We are proud and excited to welcome back to the Run, Eat, Drink podcast, Mr. Mef Kafelski. You might know him as, let's see, a Boston Marathon champion, a New York City Marathon champion, and an Olympic medalist. But we know him also as an all-around great guy and just a gentleman. Welcome to our podcast, and thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For coming on again. This is, we know you are a busy man. How has it been in the last year since we talked to you?
Well, it's been very busy, obviously traveling a lot, but it's been a lot of fun to be able to meet fellow runners, meet and greet, and travel around the country and pacing and high-fiving and putting medals around their neck. It's a thrill of a lifetime, and it's a little bit hard on my wife and the kids, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, to be away from family can be tough, but those experiences have to be so fulfilling, though. What are some of your favorites from the past year?
Well, I mean, you hear people come and say, you know, where they were when I won the Boston Marathon, whether they were there run the race or they were somewhere else watching at work and screaming like crazy, and everybody coming to work upon work coming to the computer.
It's true.
So it was maybe a little unproductive day on Monday, but and sometimes the people tell you, they give you the energy they got when the news got out on the course where they were running, when I was running, winning the Boston Marathon. So it's and ever since it's been just, you know, be able to just travel, meet and people, and have a good time, and obviously I wrote my third book, 26 Marathons, and so that's been a lot of fun to be able to do that.
Now, we are very excited about this. We have pre-ordered this on Apple Books, but because it doesn't come out until March
19th.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And will there be an audio version?
There will be an audio version,
We love to listen to that. That's very motivational to listen to your books as we go on training runs. Can you give us a little sneak peek as to what might be in the book?
Oh yeah, it's called 26 Marathons. It's a journey that many people have supported me over the years, from my first marathon in New York City Marathon, and what I said, my first and last, I never ever want to do it again because it was so painful. But I came back 25 other times to conclude it at the New York City Marathon, but it includes the Olympic Trials, the Olympic Games, and the Boston Marathon. So, you know, it's a journey that, you know, people say life is like a marathon, and I talk about the marathon. I did it 26 of them in honor of the marathon, because people ask you, how far is the New York City Marathon, the Boston Marathon? They're all the same 26.2, but they go up and down flat. But so in honor of that, I do one marathon per each mile, which I do 26 and 0.2. I guess we could celebrate that.
0.2. You did, so you did that on purpose. 26. That was planned.
It was not planned when I first did it, but when I got to 19 or 20, then I definitely planned for it.
It's going to be 26.
So my last three marathons were the Olympic Games, which I was a 41-year-old, and then Boston, and then New York City Marathon, where all kind of full circle where it started and where it ended.
Yeah, and I think that the book is not only for runners.
No, it's all about life experiences, what you can take from, what I took from my marathon experiences, the ups and downs in the middle, and how that can apply to real life, because life is a marathon.
Yeah, persistence and fortitude and courage, and it sounds like you highlight all those different things.
Absolutely. So you know, I talk about under promise, over deliver. You know, sometimes, you know, at work or at home, you know, things like that is you know, and so it gives you the journey of, you know, sometimes you can do by finishing third at the New York City Marathon or 5. You can't be disappointed. You can only say, you know what, if I can do things right and overcome the injuries, only if I can stay healthy, I can win New York City Marathon. And that gives you hope. So there's all about hope and, you know, journey and able to just, you know, life is you never know what kind of obstacle you're going to encounter, just like a marathon, and you got to overcome it.
And sometimes the greatest obstacles can set you up for the greatest successes. I mean, look at you in Boston, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think from the business aspect of it. I went without shoe contract for 8 months after Nike kind of let me go. And but you never give up on your dreams and hopes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, 2007 November, when I didn't make the Olympic team, even just quit the sport, which was due to an injury, I would easily have wouldn't say, you know what, this is it. But never give up on your hope and your dreams, and end up coming running a personal best to win the New York City Marathon, which is my personal Olympic goal, you know,
yes.
New York City Marathon. Then, you know, finishing fourth at the Olympic Games in 2012, that gave me kind of how to overcome adversity and journey to be able to just say, hey, it's the finish line of one race is the beginning of another, and that opened the door for me for the Boston, to be invited to the Boston Marathon in 2013, and, you know, and came back in 2014.
Oh, y'all, if you haven't seen the documentary about the Boston Marathon that he won, you really should. It's awesome. It will give you chills.
Oh,
it gives us
chills.
We love it. We love it. So that's coming out. The book, The 26 Marathons, is coming out in March.
Yep.
And what else do you have on the horizon coming up that you can share?
Some I can share, some I can't.
Yeah,
new sponsors coming up still, though.
Right.
I'm going to retire, but I know I travel a lot. I'm going to Wine 10K in Birmingham, Alabama next week. And I'll be in Boston. I'll be there.
You're
going to
do Boston?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to run it yet, but I'll be there.
Okay.
And then Virginia Beach, Shamrock,
yes.
I'm going to be there. And you know, obviously, I have the part of owner of the Carlsbad 5K,
yeah.
or 5,000 meters in San Diego County. And Silicon Valley Half Marathon in the end of April. So if you're looking for a place to visit San Diego or Silicon Valley, come join us.
Ooh, when is that?
Carlsbad is April 7th, mm-hmm. and I believe Silicon Valley is April 27th.
But we can find out all sorts of things from your website.
Absolutely, the website and then the Twitter account and,
yes.
And also Instagram.
Meb, thank you for teaching us how to run to overcome, both on the course and in life, and just generally. Reading about your life and how you're a citizen of the world and the adversity that you and your family overcame and all the accomplishments, how you achieved through obstacles and how you celebrate and how you're just so wonderful to all of us in the running and walking community. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks, Amy. You know, for me, English was a very difficult language, just as running is for most people. Running came very easy for me, for most part. I was talented. I'm not the most talented guy in the world, but I worked very hard. But, you know, it's all about the overcoming adversity, the challenges I faced when I was a child, and then be able to allow me to connect with the rest of the people. Because when I was in college, if they tell me to write one page paper or run 10 miles, I'll take the 10 mile anytime.
10 miles any day? I would take the paper as a former English teacher,
yes. You know, that's what it connects us. So we do what we can with the talent that we have, with the gift that we have, as long as we maximize those talents, we should be happy about it.